defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in the GunBroker.com studios in front of this Car Arms Platinum microphone. You got to love Car Arms. Wait till we get to work with them in 2020 in January. It's going to be an awful lot of fun. Lots to tell you about as we move closer and closer to the new year. The Monster Cast last night. Absolutely unbelievable. If you missed it, it came together quickly, but it was epic. Paul Markle in hour one, followed by John Lott in hour two, followed in hour two after John Lott with Lloyd Bailey, the armed Lutheran, followed by and replacing Rob Pincus for the personal defense tip of the week because he was traveling. And I forgot, AWR Hawkins stepped in to fill the void. Those are big shoes to fill, and AWR is capable of doing it. And AWR stuck with me through the top of that hour and led into the third hour with me where I replayed my interview with Virginia Citizens Defense League's Phil Van Cleve. Virginia, a powder keg right now, and an explosive interview with Phil Van Cleve about what's going on in Virginia on Thursday, worthy of replaying for you yesterday on the Monster Cast. Now we're going to have some fun. I'm angry, and we're going to attack this, but we have to talk about this. We discussed it last night with John Lott. Now we're going to discuss it with Lee, the gunwriter. Lee, the gunwriter Williams. Lee, I know your name. I'll get it out. How the heck are you, man?
Good, brother. Happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday. Your middle name, I know, is not blah, 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 blah. It's Lee, the gunwriter Williams. I know how to say it, okay? Hey, welcome inside the GunBroker.com studios with me. I'm angry, Lee, and I got to be kind of careful here, so I'm going to tamp myself down. But I want to ask you, when is this nation going to learn? We had actionable intelligence on another Saudi who wanted to murder Americans, and we did nothing. In fact, we did so much nothing, we kept our boys and girls on our base in Florida disarmed so that they couldn't do a damn thing. This is not the first time it's happened, and unfortunately, it isn't going to be the last if history is any proof of that. When are we going to figure this out?
I wrote a column today, as you well know, that says the fact that civilian law enforcement officers had to go onto an active U.S. military base and kill this terrorist.
Unbelievable.
Is prima facie evidence that the military is not protecting our troops. These deputies had to shoot through the main gate, driving 100 miles an hour, finally found a kid who was shot five times and still alive and showed them where the active shooter was. And then they go in there and they shot Second Lieutenant Mohammed El-Sharrami of the Royal Saudi Air Force to death on a military base because they didn't have a QRF or security personnel or SPs or MPs or anybody capable of doing that task. That shows to me that the military is not capable of protecting our troops. I wrote a column 4 years ago, Mark.
I know.
4 years ago.
I know.
After you know, the horror that occurred in Charlotte, advocating for the to give the troops the right to carry arms and to end these gun-free zones on military bases. Other militaries do it. NCOs and officers always carry a handgun. Israel, everybody in the IDF carries when they're on or off duty. It's a requirement. I don't know why we can't do that. We have the best trained military in the world. Yeah, it would require additional training, but the military has the time and the resources and the capability to provide that training.
What additional training would it require? I mean, if you're going to allow a troop to have a sidearm on their person on a military base, I don't know. No, I'm just asking devil's advocate here. What other training is required?
I would give them some pretty good tactical training, some shooting from concealment. You know, militaries used to open carrying, and who's to say whether they would carry concealed or carry openly? I would give them some additional training in case they wanted to carry concealed, but that's about it.
Let them carry openly on a military base. My God, it's like not carrying a gun at a police academy, for crying out loud. When are we going to figure this out? This is not rocket science. Good
no,
heavens.
It certainly isn't.
I sit and I look at the picture. It's just mind-boggling to me when I look at the picture that accompanies your piece of a U.S. troop and two flag-draped coffins. This should never happen on American soil, ever.
No.
Sorry.
No.
You can calm me down now. Lee the gun rattle, Williams.
As I wrote, you know, we need to do more than just give the troops the ability to defend themselves. They need to monitor the folks that are over here. And the Defense Department needs to take a hard look at, you know, where they're taking these people from and how they're vetting them. And if they're from a country whose members have committed terrorist attacks on the United States, I don't know if they need to be here. I mean, the risks are simply too great.
It is today. Train them on their own soil.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Train them on their own soil. Take them to air bases outside the United States. We've got a ton of them. Train them outside this country. This is insane that this is happening on American soil. Absolutely insane. Would you be shocked to walk on a military base and not see every troop on that base with a thigh rig?
Unfortunately, I wouldn't be shocked because that's not what happens. I would love it if everybody had.
Would it shock?
At least. No, it's a military base.
Who in the world would go onto a military base and be shocked because the troops were carrying a sidearm? My God. Yeah, this is enough to really drive you just bat satellite radio moment word crazy.
Yeah.
The more you dig in and the more that we learn about this and the fact that there was actionable intelligence and social media, I can't even say it, but this guy had a dinner party to watch mass shooting videos. Now, we're going to find out more. This is in its infancy right here. We're going to find ties going all over the place with this. I guarantee it. And as far as I know now, you correct me for the record or on the record. Have we found the other 10 that are now loose in Florida again?
No.
Well, that's great.
I mean, and you don't have to go back far, man. Look at the Fort Hood shooting in 2009. This former Army major was emailing this dude in Yemen who was considered a threat by the NSA. And we knew that, yet he still wasn't taken into custody. I mean, as I pointed out, he should have been handcuffed to a desk explaining his actions, but nothing was done. And I got to think it's political correctness run amok.
It has to be. It plays a role in today's environment. Jerry Seinfeld doesn't even want to play college campuses anymore because he doesn't want to offend somebody. Okay,
I talk about that too in the piece. If somebody's doing something suspicious and you haul them in and question them, if they've got a reasonable explanation for their actions, so be it. An apology, Mark, is always better than a eulogy, or in this case, three eulogies, which are heading our way. One of these kids is from St. Pete, man. He's just down the road.
Yeah, I know. You know, one of them, not too far down the road for me, last name Walters, right down the road in Richmond Hill, Virginia. Richmond Hill, Georgia, just outside Savannah. Beautiful place. I looked at moving my family and have still considering it. I know people who live there. It's a beautiful place south of Savannah, Georgia. It's gorgeous. This just simply should not be happening on American soil. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I asked John Lott about this yesterday. I think it was John. Didn't Donald Trump run on part of this? Didn't he? He ran on this during the campaign of arming our troops on their military bases.
Yeah, he did. And unfortunately, like a lot of campaign promises, it fell by the wayside, which is unfortunate. If one of those guys in that classroom had the ability, the God-given right to defend himself, this thing could have been ended completely differently.
Yes, this is
so sad and so easy to fix, man. And I point out, you know, it doesn't take an act of Congress to change this. A good commander would make sure his troops at all times are not at risk, are not at threat. We can put this right down on the commander's level.
All right, where does this, and you can educate me here, where does the order, who is the individual that says, effective immediately, all of our troops are armed on base? Where is that? Who's that man? Or woman.
It could be the base commander, but there would be repercussions that went up the chain, and given this very politically correct military, he may suffer. However, we both know he damn well wouldn't have to point to a situation like this if all of his troops were armed on the base.
Why? Well, is this something that Trump can fix?
Yeah, I would hope so. He could do that very easily. I'm already getting some pushback from guys who are saying, well, you know, you got to private proof the military and, you know, they're young kids. Well, hell, if we trust them with an M4 or an M203 overseas in combat to defend their lives and the lives of another, we ought to trust, give them the same trust, extend the same trust when they're here.
Aren't these individuals adults?
Yeah, they certainly are.
Okay, then here's the deal. If you don't trust them to be armed on base, they shouldn't be in the military. You can't let them in until they're 21. You want to play PC games, play it both ways, okay? Sharpen both sides of the knife. Otherwise, shut your trap. This is no different than disarming, like your governor did before he left to become your senator, of disarming 21-year-olds and taking their right to defend themselves away from them as American adults. They're either kids or they're adults. We'll be back with Lee, the gun runner, Williams, right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, welcome back in. I'm still angry over that break, brother. I am. I'm fuming over this, and I am not going to drink. I have a cup of Defender coffee here, but I'm not going to drink it right now because I'm way too jacked up at this moment in time. So, Lee, welcome back.
Welcome to my world.
It's a great piece. You can find it at thegunwriter.com. Be prepared to get angry, but that's okay, because anger sometimes will invoke a response, and maybe you'll pick the phone up and call your senator or call the White House or call the base commander, whatever it is you feel you need to do, but to take action to stop this. This should never happen. Here's a very bold statement. If our troops were armed at NAS Pensacola, this idiot would have never done what he did in the first place.
Completely agree. He would have been a blip.
If he
would have been a blip in the news coverage.
If he attempted to, he would not have done. He knew that this was a gun-free base. So explain something to me. The story's out that this guy bought his gun legally. How does a Saudi national here for training buy a gun legally in the United States when he's not a permanent resident, but they said something about him having a hunting license or something? How does a Saudi national get a firearm in Florida, and how does that happen?
I have no idea. I know there are a couple people right now who are researching that and looking into that, some people I trust, but I have no idea, Mark, how that's possible.
All right. Well, let me tell you something. A Saudi national here for training should not have any way of getting a firearm in the United States, period. In fact, they should be being trained in Germany or Saudi Arabia or Qatar or wherever else we take to train, wherever else we have bases. This has got to stop in the United States of America. This has happened far too many times. John Lott was telling us last night that his son was on the base at Fort Hood during the shooting. This has got to stop. All right. Did you want to put an exclamation point on any of that? I'm going to try to calm down and move on.
Yeah, let's calm down and move on. The piece is there at thegunwriter.com. We advocate for using the Israeli method where everybody carries all the time, on duty and off. I think that's a great answer.
It's a great answer, both civilian and military, by the way. NSSF Firearm Production Report. I loved these numbers, and I'm so glad that you wrote about this. I've been looking forward to talking with you about this, because these numbers tell the truth. ATF numbers. And the ATF numbers were, of course, checked over by the NSSF, and the production report was then made. 423 million firearms in America in the hands of at least 120 million Americans. 17.9 million, and I like to round that up to 18 million, because if you're going to do that calculator in a math class, you're going to be that. You're going to pass because you rounded it up.
Sure.
18 million AR-15s in civilian hands, and these dopey, lying, dishonest, sick, twisted, perverted socialists want to use that gun and demonize that gun to come after my right to bear arms, which, by the way, this gun falls under the definition in Heller, the brilliant decision that's been perverted and twisted by the socialists with help from the mainstream media. This gun fits the definition, the very definition of in common use at the time. There is nothing more commoner than this. Tell me, Lee, tell me I'm wrong.
No, the AR, I'm going to go out there and hazard a pretty good informed guess, is the most popular rifle in the country.
No way.
Period. So you want to start banning guns, it is the very definition of in common usage.
So I believe when Scalia wrote this, the 08 Heller opinion, for the majority, he understood that, and he understood it in 08. This is not a new gun. This gun's been around for a while, and it's been the most popular platform in America for quite some time, has it not?
Yes, it has.
All right. It's hard. I'm having a hard time keeping Angry Mark in the box today, Lee. I do apologize. When I asked you to be on today, I didn't realize that Angry Mark was going to be out as much as Angry Mark is. And sometimes it's hard to keep Angry Mark down. But when you talk about the perversion of the facts, and this is what gets me, the mainstream press lets this happen. I hate the media. I hate it. I hate the liberal, progressive, lying, dishonest, in-your-face media, always trying to play some victim. You know, they don't want to learn anything. They're ignorant of the facts. They choose to be ignorant. Maybe that's the way they're taught in their journalism schools. I don't know. You're a journalist. You tell me. How do they get away with this? How do they get away with these lies to us every single day, all day long?
I have no idea, brother. It's my cross to bear sometimes. I will point out, most of the time, we're dealing with the national TV media. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. We don't have that kind of crap here at the local, especially the print level.
No, and the Sarasota Herald Tribune, for those of us that are nostalgic and call it by its full real name, which we still call it that, it still is, I'm sorry. Let me ask you this. Have you ever printed a story in the Herald Tribune about a defensive use of a firearm by a civilian?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you print them all the time
Absolutely.
When they happen, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially if they're local. Hell yeah.
Has the AP ever picked them up and run them nationally and put it on the front of every newspaper and every newscast in the country?
No.
Why?
No.
Why? Why?
Doesn't fit the narrative.
Now, you know, we could do that with every local newspaper in the country.
Oh, I think it's huge news. Whenever I put it on my site, it's one of the most traffic stories. It's proof that this works.
Yeah, it is frustrating. It really, truly is frustrating. These are fascinating numbers here. I resorted last week and last night, I believe I said it on the MonsterCast, too. I know I did last week when I was reporting on these numbers. I hate bumper sticker logic until I really love bumper sticker logic. And in this case, I really love the bumper sticker logic. If 17 million Americans with AR-15s out of 423 million guns in the hands of over 120 million law-abiding Americans were a problem, you'd already know it. Boy, would you know it. And yet, none of that seems to be lost on anyone who can do nothing but react at the emotional, visceral, emotional level, that it just removes the ability to cognitively put this all together and say, hey, wait a minute. You know, there's truth to that. Wow, 17 million, that's a lot. Lee, we hear numbers like this bantered around all the time in the media when it comes to the economy. They're worth $1 trillion. Her plan would cost $15 trillion. People don't even know what a trillion is. They don't even know how vast that number is. They don't know how vast a billion is. It's 1,000 million. Imagine having that stack, okay? Imagine having a stack. There's 1,000 stacks of a million. Imagine having that. And then be Michael Bloomberg and have 58 of those stacks. We lose our ability to put things in perspective, Lee. And when we come back, let's take this passion. To the state of Virginia in the next segment. Is that fair? You want to do that?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
We're going to do it. When we come back with Lee, the Williams, we'll be back right after this. We're going to go to Virginia next, a powder keg. Virginia, a powder keg. Can you believe it? Virginia is the powder keg. We'll be back. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios in front of the Carr Arms microphone. Sponsors support every single one of them. I told you last night, Bursa is now on board. You've got Bursa, North American Arms, Carr Arms we're talking about here on Armed American Radio that are stepping up and saying, hey, you know what? We need to keep these voices on air. We want to participate. And I tell you, I can't wait for Bursa Eagle Imports. That's going to be an awful lot of fun. We're working on some spots for them right now. Going to bring Raphael on the program many times to talk about those very cool guns. Lee, the gun writer, Williams, Bursa 380, right? The Thunder, right? Ooh, you like those guns. What do you think?
Yeah, I love Bursa. It's old school cool. I love North American Arms. I love their little 22, especially the little 22 Magnum. Shot one for the first time only a couple years ago.
Aren't they great?
Nice, fun, throw it in the pocket, forget it. You got to support sponsors, folks. If you like Mark, you like hearing his voice, you got to support his sponsors. That's how this works.
And it's in addition to that, and I appreciate that, Lee, very much off the cuff, those remarks.
But what's important is, as we talk about this PC climate that we live in today, this era, this crazy, nutty, wacko era that we're in America today, where when we talk about something like 17 million guns, and we're talking about a national press that's actually giving somebody like Beto O'Rourke airplay for talking about using the state to take away our guns. It's just unbelievable that we are in America hearing this stuff. Those people want to cut this voice off. They want to stop. And I say this voice, I mean this program. They want to cut it off. They want to take our First Amendment rights away from us, our Second Amendment rights. We see this stuff every single day. The attacks are vicious. And I am thrilled that we have the people, and especially some of the younger sponsors like Derek at Defender Coffee, a younger guy that are stepping up to the plate, man, and saying, hey, we want to support the right to bear arms. Like, this is really, really cool stuff. So please, you can take a look at my website, armedamericanradio.com. By the way, Lee, have you gotten your new hat, your free hat from North American Arms yet and jumped in that gun giveaway?
Not yet.
Dude, go there.
Not yet.
All you have to do is call North American Arms and say, hey, I heard on Armed American Radio, and you can even say, when I was a guest, that I get a free hat. They're going to send you within 36 hours. Your hat's going to arrive. It's a really nice, solid denim hat. It's really cool. And your name goes on the list to get the runner-up, because I'm giving away one of my North American Arms minis from my own safe as a grand prize. And North American Arms is going to match that gun that I choose to give away to a runner-up winner. So we're going to give away two guns. And all you have to do is go to North American Arms. This is the kind of cool stuff we're doing with our sponsors. We've got more coming up with Emerson Knives. We've got more coming up with Gun Broker, the range bags. I'm giving three of those away here real soon. And I want you to win these things. We're getting ready to throw some Crossbreed promotions out, Vault Pro promotions out, Lead Slinger's Whiskey. We're going to do all kinds of fun stuff with that. Just a whole bunch of stuff going on. All right, Lee. Sorry, man. I get excited talking about the people that support the program. So let's go. We've got plenty of time. All right. Did you want to exclamation point the 17,423,000 gun owners?
No, I don't. That's perfect. I would say that my only question about NSSF data was if the AK was included in that, or was that pure ARs?
That's a great question, and I didn't see that was broken out anywhere. Obviously, you didn't either, so I'm not alone there. I didn't see it. I saw AR-15s. I didn't see any reference at all.
I'll get you an answer.
All right,
I'll get you an answer.
I would love to take that to listeners when you do. Let's go to Virginia. Virginia now. Oh, boy. Powder keg. And I haven't
gotten... Ground zero.
Oh, it is ground zero right now. It really, truly is. And I've really been looking forward to talking with you about this. Now, of course, I talked with Phil Van Cleve, head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. He's right smack on the ground. They've never seen anything like this as far as a groundswell of grassroots support in the history of VCDL. Here's my question to you, Lee, and I asked Phil this, and I got a straight answer from him. We wouldn't be in this position if all gun owners in Virginia had voted, and Phil agreed with that. You agree with that as well, right?
100%. This whole thing is moot. It would have been moot if they would have stepped up to the plate, but they didn't. Now I wake up and I see that Tazewell County, Virginia,
right,
has passed a militia resolution.
You talk about ground zero. When you're passing a militia resolution, and, you know, you got to look into the Virginia Constitution there. I don't have that up in front of me, but it is 100% constitutional in the state of Virginia under the Virginia Constitution, what they're doing. There's nothing extreme about it. There's nothing radical about it. The clause exists in the Virginia Constitution specifically for this purpose. And it's all of this. You want to look at the cause of all of this in Virginia? It's the socialists in control threatening to strip the constitutional rights, both state and federal, from their residents that's causing this groundswell of support. Now, something that I found interesting, Lee, and this angers me, too, when I think about it, particularly in a day like today when I'm just in the mood I'm in now, and that is when I look at overflow crowd of 1,300 people in Fairfax County, how many of them that are up there now didn't vote? That are now at those meetings overflowing the buildings. How many of them didn't vote? Now, I don't know the answer to that, but that really satellite radio moments wore me off, or whatever that I just said. You get it.
Yeah, it would have made all of these current machinations moot if they would have done that to begin with. But I will say this, at least they're stepping up now in droves.
Yeah, they are popping up in droves right now. They're popping up huge. Let's talk a little bit about the 800-pound gorilla or the 800-pound elephant, whatever you want to call it in the room, that nobody wants to talk about. I touched on it with Phil Van Cleve. Is Virginia ripe? Because now Mark Herring, the socialist attorney general in the state of Virginia now, has made it clear we will enforce our gun control laws. That, to me, is a line in the sand. Is Virginia ripe for some type of physical standoff at this point?
Yeah, I think it is. Now, we also have a huge amount, dozens and dozens of dozens of sanctuary counties in the great state of Virginia. So I don't know. I think these sheriffs have gone on record saying they're not going to enforce these laws. Well, then they can be removed from office. I mean, it is going to get ugly. We are going to see the AG versus sheriffs there, and you know they're going to want to make an example about over one or two of them and show what can happen when you don't do what the state wants. But these guys have gone on record, and these county commissions have gone on record too, saying that they are not going to enforce these laws regardless of what gets passed. Courageous stand, incredibly courageous stand. But again, could have been moot if they would have voted, if they all would have got off their butts and voted.
There's a lot of dynamics in play in the state of Virginia that the rest of the country is going to be watching. And here's why, if you're just listening to this program for the first time, Virginia's socialists that now have power, both houses of the assembly and the governor's mansion, it is the first time that the conservative state of Virginia has had socialist rule and the Democrats have been in control, because they're socialists now, in 26 years. The vast majority of those votes came from about three different counties, the vast majority of those in Northern Virginia. And what we found out yesterday was that they were actually moving people in to those counties to vote. I mean, it's crazy what's happening. But if you look at the electoral map of the state of Virginia, it's looked like it's always looked. Blue up there by D.C., blue in central Richmond, Virginia, and blue down there at Tidewater, a little bit down by Norfolk and that area down there in Suffolk. The rest of the state is bright red. The bright red area doesn't want a bunch of socialists up in Northern Virginia telling them how to live their lives. And that's what's fixing to happen, because the Democrats, the socialists, are making that their number one focus. I talked about this yesterday, Lee, with the minute that we have left. Shouldn't that concern everybody when they're not worried about infrastructure and fixing things that are broken in Virginia that they deem to be broken, but they want their first order of business is about 8 or 9 bills to strip their citizens of their rights?
Yeah. In the meanwhile, bridges decay, roads decay, funding for state hospitals, prisons, all just goes by the wayside. This is going to be their entire focus for the next year, at least. And it's going to get ugly there. And like you said, I don't see some type of confrontation being, it won't be long in coming.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
God, it's not armed.
Nah, I think what will happen is you're probably right about Herring wanting to try to make an example. But boy, I'll tell you what, he's going to be real tough. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to finish that conversation before we move in another direction with you here on the Armed American Radio Network's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Platinum microphone. We'll be right back.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com Studios, the Carr Arms Platinum Microphone, right back at you, going right back to Lee. Lee, we're talking about that standoff in Virginia or potential standoff in Virginia. We go to Connecticut. Let me take you to Connecticut briefly. You remember right after Newtown. Okay, that same knee-jerk, you know, all the Democrats go, socialists go nuts. Oh, this is our opportunity to pass gun control and restrict the rights of our law-abiding people, because this ain't about crime. And they do, and there's zero compliance, less than 5% compliance. I don't think you're going to see any compliance in the state of Virginia. As I was talking to Phil Van Cleve, I said, I don't see anybody in Culpeper or Withville or out in Roanoke or Salem counties out there complying with any of this crap. And he laughed because he knows I'm right. He agreed. All right. So at what point, because now it's up to the socialist, Mark Herring, to take a stand. And I don't even think Mark Herring knows just how powerful a sheriff is in his county. Do you?
No. And that's one thing I learned long ago. You never underestimate the power of a Southern sheriff, ever, especially in Florida or a state like Virginia. Who are they going to get to enforce these laws? That's what I would really like to know, because these sheriffs are not going to do it. They've already got on the record saying they're not going to do it.
No, and I don't think you're going to see Virginia State Police out of the Withfield barracks do it either. So, no. You know, that's not what my concern is. What my concern is when you've got, well, for example, you got Culpeper. He's right up there with the gun broker. Not gun broker. See, I can't get out to the gun writer Williams today. But the Culpeper County Sheriff, for example, who we've talked about, who has said, I will deputize thousands of my citizens immediately
which the sheriff can do. And no one can stop him. It doesn't matter whether it's the feds, nothing. AWR Hawkins was talking about it yesterday on the MonsterCast. The only thing that could happen, here's what they'd have to call in federal troops. None of that's going to happen, Lee. So my question is, why are they doing it in the first place when they know the rest of the state is not going to comply?
I wish I knew. I mean, that's a $64,000 question. To me, it's nonsensical. It could be that they are looking for an example or two to make, hoping that if they pillory one of these good sheriffs, that the rest will fall in line. I don't see that happening, again, because they are underestimating the power of a Southern sheriff.
Yeah, not to mention the thousands and thousands and thousands of people who support the sheriff who will be there to have his back. So messy, messy, messy situation in Virginia. It's up to the socialists now. And look, here's the fascinating part about this is it's not the sheriffs that are extremists. They're reacting to tyrannical threats from an overreaching government in their state, which is exactly why the Constitution of the United States is written the way it is and the Virginia State Constitution is written the way it is, to protect and give the people the power to stop this kind of activity. Lee, this is a model for what will happen to the country if this country is foolish enough to give all three reins of power to the socialists, isn't it?
Yeah, it clearly is. It also would guarantee the re-election of any sheriff they want to mess with. If they want to make an example out of someone and remove him from office, that's fine. Next time there's a re-election, the sheriff will be thrown his name right in, and he'll be widely re-elected.
Well, you got that
guaranteed.
Right. Yeah, there's no question about that. We have a... that's a video. I don't want to play the video right now. But as of yesterday, as of Thursday, there were 43 Virginia counties that have declared sanctuary. That number is increased. I don't know specifically what that number is, but nonetheless, it is increasing rapidly. All right, moving quickly, we've got about five more minutes. Does Michael Bloomberg concern you in this election run up into 2020?
Yeah, he concerns me because he's loaded. That's about it.
So money is the object with him.
Yeah, I don't see him as a viable candidate for anybody.
I don't disagree with you.
He is loaded.
Well, that money is going to buy a lot of things in politics. And Michael, you know, it's interesting. Michael Bloomberg did a hit with CBS with Gayle King. And he said, you know, these guys all using their own money over there. You know, they're using PAC money and whatever. And, you know, when people give money, they expect something in return. And then he goes on to talk about how he gives all his money away and how that's a good thing. He just got done saying that anybody who gives money away expects something in return. So the hypocrisy, Michael Bloomberg doesn't even understand his own hypocrisy. I mean, he's so far out there. Now, look, let me tell you what I admire about Mike Bloomberg. Mike Bloomberg started from, if you know any of his history, started from very humble beginnings. His father was broke. Bloomberg got out of school. I think he failed at a business or two. And then hit on a business that obviously took off. You're not a stupid man to do what Michael Bloomberg did. But I believe he's been in these trappings of power for so long that he's lost touch, Lee. I mean, I'm not the psychologist, but it would seem to make sense when he talks the way he talks, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and he is just out of touch, too. I mean, look at what he's done. Look what he did in New York with the limiting the size of sodas and being the ultimate nanny in the ultimate nanny state. I don't see him as viable outside of New York whatsoever.
I don't even see, and you say New York, you're probably talking the city, because I don't see him viable anywhere in red upstate New York. I don't think they want the infringements. You know, and when you also talk about Bloomberg, apparently, Bloomberg hasn't yet figured out what happened to Smallwell, Kamala Harris. Kamala, poor Kamala. She's gone. And Beto O'Rourke, I don't know where he is now. He's probably standing in a porta potty somewhere because that guy always looked like he had to go to the bathroom. But the three of them ran on this huge gun control platform, the worst we've ever seen. The rest of the socialists either agreed with them or remained silent in agreement with them. And they're going to have to run on it now. They're not going to be able to pivot back to the middle, as we were talking about last night on the show, listeners, with Paul Markle and others. It's done. They own it. Alan Gottlieb has said flat out in his press releases with the CCRKBA, of which I'm a board member, we're going to make him eat it. And that's exactly what's getting ready to happen. Apparently, Bloomberg hasn't figured that out because he staked his old deal. And if you read his
his policy proposals on gun control, you got to get a red flag screening before you can get a permit, before you can even consider buying a gun under Michael Bloomberg. And I'll tell you what the vast majority of Americans between the coasts will say to that. No. Disagree with me, Lee. I dare you.
No, Tiny Mike just needs to go back home to New York, city of, and remain there. He's Tiny Mike. Like you said, he's not going to be viable outside of the city limits.
You want to make a prediction about Bloomberg? I was at first, the thing that concerned me about Bloomberg the most was that Bloomberg's very, very well polished in front of the media. He really is. Now, he says a lot of stupid things that you can get, but he's really polished. He can come across as a moderate real easy in friendly softball interviews, right? You combine that with, you know, I think I'll take $5 billion out of my wallet to run my campaign, largest expenditure in American history times five, and that's a dangerous combination, right?
Yeah, I've even heard him referred to as a moderate by some of the MSM, which is also scary.
Well, yeah, especially when they're doing his bidding. And, you know, here you got a guy who was flat out asked by, so you're going to investigate Trump, but you've instructed all your media not to investigate you or the rest of the Democrat candidates. Do you see how that comes off in middle America, what that makes you look like? And did you hear what his response was?
No.
He said somebody who hit him with that said, some of the journalists at Bloomberg are complaining about that. And he goes, well, look, they get a paycheck. And with that paycheck comes things that they have to do. In other words, shut up, I'm paying you. This guy's unbelievable.
Whew. Yeah, a little bit of a ethical dilemma there for the reporters that are unlucky enough to work for him.
He is a real piece of work. Lee, I'm sorry. I've been very overbearing today. I'm angry today. I apologize. But it was fun. Thanks for sitting in here with me. The only thing I can tell you is I'm glad you weren't sitting across from me because I'd have been spitting all over the place. You know what I mean? Sorry for the visual, man. I'll tell you what I'm going to go do right now. I am going to go drink a cup of Defender coffee. I didn't want to do it while I was on the air, but Mondays are long days for me. They really, truly are. Lee, the gun writer Williams.
I'm about off, so I'm going to go have an adult beverage.
You go do that. TheGunWriter.com. In fact, it's 5 p.m. Eastern time coming up on it. TheGunWriter.com. Lee, thanks for everything you do. We'll see you on the radio either later this week or next week. Sound fair?
Sounds good.
Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.